So this Sabbath, I would like to start with a new series. Okay, I would like to start with a new series. We will have about two or three Sabbath. Jadi satu seri baru kita akan segera mulaikan pada Sabbath ini. And yeah, we will be talking about a title of this this coming two Sabbath is moving forward. Jadi judul adalah maju apa ya? Maju ke depan. And this is based on the second shortest message verse in the New Testament. Jadi ayat kedua paling pendek di Perjanjian Baru. What is the shortest verse in the New Testament? Jesus wept, okay? And what is the second one? Anybody remember? Chica. Ethan, you remember second shortest, in English only three words. In English is only three words. Yeah, this verse ayat ini is based on the Jesus sermon. Yeah, in one Jesus sermon about what will happen when he's about to come, the challenges that people may face pada saat Yesus datang, ada tantangan-tantangan orang akan hadapi, dan tantangan yang terbesar adalah manusia-manusia yang tidak bersedia. And the biggest challenge is that when people are not ready for his coming. Okay? And these three words is found in Luke 17, verse 32. Terdapat dalam kitab Lukas 17, ayat berapa? 32. And what is that verse says? Remember Lot's wife. Ingatlah akan apa? Ingatlah akan istri Lot. Yeah, this is a place southwest of Dead Sea. Yeah, southwest of Dead Sea, and people believe when tourists come to Israel, pada saat turis-turis datang, mereka akan pergi ke tempat ini. They will say, "Oh, this probably, you know, we don't know, but then maybe Arda knows, have been in this place." Yeah, they believe that this is Lot's wife. I don't think that is the real Lot's wife. Yeah, but you know the story, right? Kita tahu kisahnya, ya. In Genesis 19, speaks about the burning of the two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, because of their wickedness. Karena kejahatan mereka, maka kota-kota ini apa ya? Dihancurkan oleh Tuhan. Okay? Dihancurkan. And this came out from this city only four people. Lot, his wife, and his what? Two daughters. Yang hanya terkeluar, Lot, istrinya, dan kedua anak apa? Perempuan mereka. Who is this Lot? Siapa ini Lot ini? Okay, we'll just review a little bit, ya. Yeah? So Lot is the nephew of Abraham. Keponakan laki-laki daripada Abraham. So, can you see that Lot, father is Haran. Haran is the youngest brother of Abraham. The youngest brother of Abraham. So, when Abraham was called out of his place, pada saat dia dipanggil untuk keluar, Lot was with Abraham. Okay? In Genesis 12 verse 4, Lot went with Abraham. Lot went with Abraham. So then he went with his uncle, go to places. And finally, both of them became rich. I mean, Abraham was rich. Abraham sudah menjadi orang kaya dari tempatnya. But Lot was just a youngster. But later on, he became rich. And you know the story? The servants of Abraham and the servant of Lot, they cannot be together. Yeah, they cannot be together. And then Abraham says, okay, you choose where you want to go. If you want to go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. And Lot chose instead of asking his uncle. Gantinya dia minta, oh, paman Abraham lah yang pilih. Let you be the one. You're the elder. You choose. But no, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that Lot chose for himself the whole plain of Jordan. I would like to emphasize the word plain. Saya ingin tekankan kata di kota-kota lembah Yordan, ya. So, dia memilih baginya seluruh lembah Yordan itu, lalu ia berangkat ke sebelah timur, dan mereka apa? Berpisah. So, he chose for himself the whole plain of Jordan and set out toward the east, and the two men parted company. Abraham lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tent inside or outside. Near Sodom. He did not live inside the wicked city. Yeah. And we know from the word Sodom, you know how another word that we are now known, ya, kita mengetahui kata Sodom itu artinya apa. Okay, because the wickedness. Remember the two angels went to the city. Ada dua malaikat pergi dalam kota, and the whole city, young and old man, wanted to sleep with these two angels. Yeah, wanted to sleep with these two angels, and so that wickedness of the city. But you see, at first Lot was not in the city; he was still in New Jersey. Yeah, he was still in New Jersey, and then suddenly he moved to where? Yeah, New York. Yeah, from New Jersey, he kept looking at New York, and the attraction of New York was so glamorous. So, whoo, New York, it must be something. And later on, from pitching his tent outside near Sodom, later on, he is where? He was inside Sodom. Inside the city of Sodom. And remember the story when Lot and his family was captured by several kings, and Abraham had to what? Rescue him and his family. Pada saat Lot ditawan oleh raja-raja, Abraham kasih apa? Membebaskan dia. Ya? And instead of kapok dia, instead of he say, okay, no, I don't want to live in Sodom. It's only create troubles with me. Create only problem with me. Let me live again with my uncle. Biarlah saya tinggal kembali dengan paman saya. What did he do? No, he went back to live in Sodom until the wickedness of Sodom was so great that God had to punish the city. Was so great. Was so great that needed divine intervention. Yeah? So the evil at that time needed to be checked and needed to be destroyed. Jadi keberdosaan orang Sodom itu harus apa ya? Harus dihancurkan. Because so wicked. You can read the story in Genesis 19. Interesting story, yeah? So, we know that the two angels came to the city, tried to, you know, to encourage Lot and his family to go out. But early in the morning, what happened? Already the previous night, the angels already told Lot, tomorrow morning we'll have to go out. You and your family, anybody that you can bring out, go out from this city. This city will be destroyed. And what happened with Lot? Was he really convinced to go out? Apakah dia betul-betul suka untuk keluar? No, he was not. He was not happy to go out. Yeah. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." Mendesak, didesak dia. Supaya bersegera, bawalah istrimu. Supaya jangan kau mati karena kedurjanan apa? Kota ini. So they urge, mendesak. But what happened in verse 16 says, but he was lingered. Malas-malas dia. Yeah. Berlambat-lambat. And while he lingered, the man took hold his hand. Dipaksa dia ditarik. Took hold his hand. Yeah, his wife's hand and the hands of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. Malas-malas dia mau keluar sampai harus ditarik dia oleh apa? Oleh malaikat. He was not sure about going out of Sodom. He had reservation about going out of Sodom. Mungkin dia tempat tidurnya ada apa ya? Tempat tidurnya itu ada apa? Super glue gitu sampai dia enggak mau keluar. Sodom has a super glue attraction to him. Yeah? Sodom has attraction to him. There was a time we attended a concert in a church in New York. Yeah, because there is a Christmas concert, I think. And the people at the back of our seat, ada orang yang duduk pada saat kami hadir konser, they were so noisy, ya, ribut sekali. Said. And my wife tried to, would you mind to keep quiet? Yeah. Would you mind to keep quiet? Wow, that doesn't work. It did not work. The lady was instead of, look at these people coming, these people coming out from New York, they just don't know, this is New York. You know, New York has to be loud. New York has to be expressive. New York has to... So I said, okay, yes, true. We are from the village of New Jersey, so never mind. So the New York is different. It's just something like that. Something to Lord, Sodom is everything for him. Sodom is everything for him. He had to hold, yeah. He had to hold to the city, to the city. And the angels had to drag him out, in a sense. Yeah, had to drag him out. Why? Yeah. Why would the angels were so merciful? Kenapa harus dipaksa seperti dipaksa? Yeah. Here, because of the merciful of God. Many times we think of God as someone who will just punish and punish, hanya untuk menghukum, burn the city of Sodom because of the wickedness of people. Let we destroy them. So God is something like a destroyer. But look, here we can see, of course, about the destruction because of the sin, the wickedness. But this is in the context of a merciful God. Yeah. So it is because God wants to save his people. Otherwise, they will just kill each other. They will just kill each other. So God's mercy is a rescuing mercy. Jadi kemurahan Tuhan, kasih Tuhan itu adalah kasih yang apa ya? Kasih yang menyelamatkan. It's not about only about God's vengeance against sin, bukan hanya Allah yang membalas dendam terhadap dosa, but it is also about God's mercy to save us from sin. Tapi kasih karunia Tuhan supaya kita tidak apa? Tidak berdosa. So, the judgment work of God is an invitation of mercy to those who wants to be saved. Jadi penghakiman Tuhan itu adalah satu undangan rahmat, undangan kasih supaya kita apa ya? Kita dapat diselamatkan. Yeah. And before they go out, it's already been mentioned, yeah. In verse 16, Genesis 19:16. Sesudah kedua orang itu menuntun, once they go out. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your life. Don't what? Don't look back. Do not look back. And do not stop anywhere in the plain." Kenapa Tuhan harus tekankan lagi? Jangan menoleh ke belakang. Janganlah berhenti dimanapun. Juga di lembah Yordan. Do you know why? Kenapa ketekan lagi? Do not stop anywhere in the plain. Keep moving forward. Don't look back. Don't even look back. Why? Why not to stop in the plain of Jordan? Because remember, we read earlier, the plain of Jordan. Kenapa tidak boleh berhenti di lembah Yordan? Because this is the place that in the first place when Lot set his eyes, pada saat dia berpisah dari Abraham, when he separated with Abraham, this is the place where he set out his what? His eyes. Look at the valley of Jordan and came to Sodom. Yeah? Came to Sodom. So the plain of Jordan was his first stop when he separated with Abraham. And by looking at the plains, he stayed in Sodom. Dia melihat lembah Yordan dan kemudiannya apa ya? Dia tinggal. In other words, by looking back, if you look back, meaning you don't leave at all. Pada saat kita melihat, kita tidak sedang apa? Kita tidak sedang pergi. So don't look back. There are things in life. There are things in life that we need to look back. God's goodness in our life, right? Kita harus dapat melihat ke belakang kebaikan Tuhan bagi kita. We can look at the back for the historical lessons that we may learn, untuk sejarah yang dapat kita pelajari. We can look back. But for the things in Sodom and Gomorrah, this is looking back at Sodom and Gomorrah. Do not look back. You don't learn anything. You don't get anything. Remember, Lot went near Sodom. He was a rich man. Lot dekat kota Sodom, dia orang apa? Orang kaya. When he came out from Sodom, nothing. So don't look at your past. Don't look at the back of you that brings you nothing. Yang tidak memberikan sesuatu apapun yang berguna bagi apa ya? Bagi kita. So by looking back, actually you are not living at all. Ya, pada saat kita memandang ke belakang, kita tidak sedang apa? Moving forward. But what happened? Did Lot listen to this? Yes. Did his two daughters listen to this? Yes. They did not look back. Who did not listen? Okay. But don't say. Ada say, what did you say? Wife never listen. I don't know whether the other wives agree with that. Yeah? No. who doesn't listen in the family? Husband or wife? Okay, let's don't fight it here. Okay, but the point is, in Genesis 19:26, it says, but Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. And she became a pillar of salt. Dia menoleh ke belakang, lalu istri daripada Lot ini menjadi apa? Dia garam. Yeah. What's the problem? What's wrong with looking back just to make sure that, oh yeah, it's burning. What's wrong by looking back? What's wrong with that? The problem is not just looking back. The problem is that her heart wanted to remain in Sodom. Yeah? Her heart wanted her to go back, stay in Sodom. Physically, he was out of Sodom. Secara fisik, dia keluar, but hatinya, his heart remained in Sodom. Yeah? Remain. So just when they just go out from Sodom, yeah, just go out, just reach city limit, in other words, her heart, she was already missing what Sodom and Gomorrah had offered her, yeah, inside of Sodom. So the book of Luke in New Testament speaks about, yeah, about not looking back. Okay? Lukas 9:62. Luke 9:62. No one who put his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. And Jesus said this, yeah. Setiap orang yang siap untuk membajak tetapi menoleh ke belakang tidak layak untuk apa? Kerajaan Allah. This is the story when Jesus met with someone, a person came to Jesus. Jesus, I want to follow Jesus. Aku ingin menolak, aku ingin mengikut engkau. And Jesus said, okay, you can follow me. You can join me with my group, yeah, to be my disciple. But then that person said, but please forgive me. Let me go and say goodbye to my family. Yeah, let me say goodbye to my family. It was just actually a reason, yeah. Unreasonable reason, perhaps, something like that. Because you can see the story from Luke 9. People after people give reason and reason. And finally, they don't really follow Jesus. Mereka hanya kasih alasan-alasan sampai mereka tidak ikut siapa, ya? Jesus. What Jesus was saying here, if you want to follow me, you say you want to follow me now, then follow me now. Ikut saya sekarang. Jangan pulang-pulang dulu. Jangan terbagi-bagi apa. Pikiran. In other words, do not have a divided heart. When you follow me, do not have a divided heart. But Lot's wife look back. According to Jewish tradition, the wife, the name of Lot's wife is Edith. Yeah, that's the name of Lot's wife. But why would that's not in the Bible? That's not in the Bible. Itu tidak dalam Alkitab. But why would Jesus and the book of the Bible speak emphasis to the wife, but say what? Lot's wife. Why? What's the problem here? Why would the Bible did not say, but Edith looked back and became a pillar of salt? Kenapa bukan Edith? Kenapa tidak disebutkan namanya? Because this is also show about the failure of Lot. Lot was the believer. Lot was the descendant, the promised family with Abraham. Lot's wife came from Sodom. Lot's wife, Edith, itu orang Sodom. Dia itu bukan orang Israel. So Lot supposed to have a good influence to his wife, but he didn't. So people, when people say, remember Lot's wife, the emphasis also, hey, Lot, remember, you also failed. You failed your wife on that. But the question is, his heart was what? His heart was divided. Her heart, not his heart. Her heart was divided. By looking back, she refused God's mercy to rescue her. Pada saat dia melihat ke belakang, dia menolak kasih Tuhan untuk menyelamatkan dia. He stopped. He stole the escape route. Dia memberhentikan jalan keselamatan tersebut, ya, and receive the tragic consequences. She became a pillar of salt because her heart was divided. Then we, all of us, will say, thank God, Pastor Antung, we are not like Lot's wife. Puji Tuhan, kita bukan istri siapa, ya? Kita bukan istri Lot. Aren't we? Betul? Hah? Kadang-kadang, many times, we are like Lot's wife. We have divided heart, isn't it? Yeah. We have divided heart. Many times, we have been tempted to look back. Yeah. We know that walking with Jesus is a good one. We have experience having a personal relationship with Jesus. We know that having Jesus in our life brings us peace, bring us the strength that we need. But many times, aduh, mar dulu itu waktu masih di sana itu enak sekali tuh rasa yang orang udah makan-makan dulu itu atau orang udah pakai dulu, ya. We feel like there are still things in the past that we enjoy so much that we have left behind, and yet now we think, maybe I can try one or two times more. For 430 years, the Israelites were in Egypt. They were in Egypt as slave. 430 tahun orang-orang Israel itu ada di Mesir sebagai apa? Budak. They were crying, Lord, free us from this Egyptian. Lord, we want to go out from this slavery. We want to go out. And then God heard them. God heard their cry. Tuhan mendengar tangisan mereka. With miraculous power of God, God brought them out of Egypt. We have the story about Moses bring them out and the sea turned into two and so on and so forth. We have so many great stories from the Exodus, dari keluarnya itu. And not only that, after they run out from Egypt, after they are free in the desert, they can see the presence of God in the pillar of what? Of fire during the night, pillar of cloud during the day. Not only that, they have the sanctuary in their midst. Mereka melihat ada kehadiran Tuhan depan mereka. Apa? Pilar daripada api, pilar daripada semua itu. Mereka melihat. But what did they say? Did they always keep praising God in the wilderness? What did they say? Many times when they have faced challenges, when they say, how come? Yeah. How come when we are in the wilderness, how come we eat only bread? Every day, bread, manna from heaven. We long to have something like we used to have in Egypt. Like we used to have in Egypt. And many times they would say, better for us to be in Egypt and die as a slave rather than to be with God in the wilderness. For temporarily, because they are going to the promised land. But that's the problem. The problem with the Israelites, the problem with Lot's wife, the problem with us sometimes. We look back and we say, nice. I would like to experience that in the past again. If that is happening, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Now the question is, how can we be prevented? How can we learn from the story of Lot? How can we be prevented from looking back? Bagaimana caranya supaya kita tidak dapat menjadi seperti istri Lot, supaya kita tidak apa? Ingat-ingat yang dulu-dulu. Let us go back. Let us go to the book of Hebrew in the New Testament. The Genesis in the Old Testament, but the book of Hebrew is in the New Testament. And this is a book admonishing the Christians after Jesus went up to heaven. The Christians, they were struggle with their faith. They are challenged. Mereka apa? Ditantang kiri dan kanan. Mereka they're confused. Should we continue with our Christian faith or should we go back to our former life? Apakah kita sekarang harus terus menjadi orang Kristen atau harus kembali kepada kehidupan kita semula? And that's why Apostle Paul wrote this book, because you know the theme is hold unto Jesus. Yeah, if you see the summary of the book, hold unto Jesus. Jesus is God's son. Jesus is our great high priest. Yeah, Jesus is better. Jesus is better than Moses and so on. Jesus is our what? Better than Levitical priesthood. Better than Jesus is all. In other words, Yesuslah segala suatunya. Pegang terus Yesus. Don't drift away. Jangan sampai kita apa? Hilang. Don't drift away. Don't harden your heart. Don't fall away. Don't shrink back. Don't refuse God. So that's the message of Hebrew. Pekabaran kitab Ibrani adalah apa? Jangan sampai kita apa? Murtad. Jangan sampai lemah iman. Jangan sampai hatimu itu mau kembali ke kehidupan lamamu. Ya? Don't shrink back. Tetap bertahan dalam iman. Hope in Jesus. Persevere in faith. That's the message of Hebrew. Yeah. That's the message of Hebrew. And for example, we can read Hebrew 10 verse 35. Dalam Ibrani 10:35 katakan apa? Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Hang on. Dikit lagi Tuhan semua datang. Kenapa semua murtad? Hold on, please. Hold on to your faith. Janganlah kamu melepaskan kepercayaanmu karena besar upah itu apa? Upah itu nantinya. And the next verse, verse 36, Hebrew 10 verse. You need to persevere. Kamu memerlukan apa? Ketekunan. Jangan sampai lemah. So that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Supaya kamu, sudah kamu melakukan kehendak Allah, kamu memperoleh apa yang apa ya? Dijanjikan itu. And verse 37 say what? For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Sebab sedikit, bahkan sangat sedikit lagi, dan ia yang akan datang sudah akan ada tanpa menangguhkan apa? Kedatangannya. And this is the message that relate to Lot's wife, ya? Our team today. In verse 39. Now, tetapi, the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, if anyone look back, ya? Dan apabila ia mengundurkan diri, maka aku tidak apa? Berkenan. My soul has no pleasure in him. Do not look back. Don't look back. Jangan mundurkan diri. Jangan murtad. Kasihan. Jangan murtad. Yeah. And verse 39, the next verse says, tetapi kita bukanlah orang-orang yang mengundurkan diri. But we do not belong to those who shrink back, who look back and are destroyed. But we are those who have faith and are what? Saved. Hang on, I know you're suffering, I know your struggle, I know you face challenges, I know you have problems when you walk with Jesus. But hang on, a little bit more, hang on. Do not shrink back. And that is Hebrew 1, Hebrew 10. And that is the last verse in Hebrew 10, verse 39. Itulah ayat terakhir di Ibrani 10, ayat 39. Apa yang terjadi kemudian di one chapter afterward? Apa yang terjadi after this Hebrew 10, chapter 11, right? What do we find about in Hebrew 11? Apa yang kita lihat? Hall of Faith. One after another, yeah, from Abraham, Moses, Noah. Hall of Faith. All the people of faith in the Bible. The story that we can read all the way from Genesis, yeah? Those who persevere till the end, yang bertahan sampai akhirnya, dan mereka menerima apa? Reward. Those who live by faith, Abraham, Noah, Enoch, all heroes of faith, they could have gone back. Mereka dapat murtad, but they continue to move forward. They continue to move forward in faith. And so this is Hebrew chapter 11. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 will give us how do we move forward like the heroes of faith. Yeah? Let us read Hebrew 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnare us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Imagine, let us imagine the marathon. Yeah? Like the marathon. When we run, maybe people are cheering us up. Your people can cheer us, or they can drag us down. Ah, bayangan. Orang kalau pada saat kita lari maraton, ada orang yang apa? Maju. No. Menyerah, Jo. So, we are like in a marathon. We need to move forward. And verse 2 of Hebrew 12. Looking unto Jesus. Marilah kita melakukannya dengan mata yang tertuju kepada siapa? Yesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So we are all like in the marathon. We are running. Sometimes we struggle because so painful. We need more things that give us the strength. And the Bible said Jesus will give us the strength. Yeah. So in order to move forward, there are three things that we need to do. How do we move forward? Number one, we need to see the environment. We need to see the environment. We need to see lingkungan. Hebrew 12 verse 1 speak about we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. The people that will cheer us so that we can continue. Orang-orang yang menguatkan kita supaya kita tetap dapat bertahan dalam iman. Or orang-orang yang dapat menjatuhkan kita. Who is your cloud? The question is, who is your cloud? Is the witness, is the spectator that see us running will cheer us so that we can win the race, or they will drag us out or drag us down. Yeah. So we need to be surrounded by witnesses that will help us to win. That's why there is a statement in I think Irish Proverbs, yeah? Birds of the same feather flock together. What does that mean? People with the same taste or interest will be what? Found together. Yeah? Found together. So if the thinking is your friends, kalau teman-teman, sahabat-sahabat kita itu membawa kita untuk jauh dari Tuhan, we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful if our friends will drag us out from the race. Why? Because the Bible speaks about like iron sharpens iron. Yeah, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens what? Another. In Proverbs 27 verse 17. Besi menajamkan besi, orang menajamkan apa? Sesamanya. Kalau kita berada dalam kumpulan pencemooh, kita akan apa? Tajam cara-cara kita bercemooh. Yeah? Kalau, you know, we are what we are. In other words, people used to say like this. Why some people are so much into this? So much into, for example, conspiracy theories. So much into this kind of thinking. Why? I used to answer, remember Aaron last time? Because it all depends what you watch, what you see, the Facebook group that you attend, Facebook group that you follow. If you follow what channel in television and the group Facebook group that you watch, then iron sharpens what? Iron sharpens what? Iron. In other words. Yeah? So that's why the Bible also speak in Proverbs, in Amsal 13, verse 20. In Proverbs 13:20, dikatakan apa? Walk with the wise and become what? Become wise, for a companion of fools suffers him. Siapa bergaul dengan orang bijak menjadi apa? Bijak. Tetapi siapa berteman dengan orang bebal menjadi apa? Malang. Ya? Menjadi malang. Iron sharpens iron. And in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says what? Do not be misled. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. Bad company corrupts good character. So the first point is, who is your cloud? Okay? Who is your cloud of witness in the race? Siapakah apa ya? Siapakah saksi bagaikan awan yang mengelilingi kita? Your environment. Yeah, your environment. Who's surrounding you? The second point is access. What is the access that you still carry? Hebrew 12 verse 1 says apa? Therefore also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Yeah. Tinggalkan, marilah kita meninggalkan semua beban dan dosa yang begitu merintangi kita dan berlomba dengan tekun dalam perlombaan yang diwajibkan bagi kita. What is the excess that you still carry? Apa itu excess? Beban. Apa itu beban yang seringkali kita masih bawa? Di sini bilang tentang dosa ya. Yeah. But perhaps it's not only about the negative aspect of sin, beban dosa, yeah. But it's also about what? Feeling of regret, feeling of worthlessness. Perasaan kita tidak memiliki nilai. aduh, kenapa saya waktu masa lalu itu yang saya pernah buat, saya telah berdosa kepada Tuhan. I've sinned against the Lord. Aduh, am I forgiven? Apakah Tuhan mengampuni saya? And that is your what? That is the excess weight that you have been carrying. Remember, you are forgiven. You are forgiven. Kita sudah apa? Sudah diampuni. Jangan pikir-pikir lagi. Let us lay aside every weight. Have you seen why the marathoners, when they run, saya nggak pernah lihat mereka bawa napsak dengan minuman segala macam. Pernah? Even during winter time, their clothes is, they don't wear suit when they run. Yeah, they don't wear suit. They're very light even during winter. Why? Because if you want to win, you don't carry a lot of excess baggage with you. Yeah, you don't carry excess baggage. You have to travel light, like you travel with Spirit or Allegiant. You know, you don't carry any excess baggage. You pay a lot. Yeah. So God wants. I'm not promoting Spirit. I'm saying that if you want to fly, fly light, like flying with Spirit Airlines. You know, go light. Go light. Let us lay aside every weight. And the last point is, how do we move forward? Is to look memandang. This is very important. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look at your regret. Jangan memandang ke belakang. Jangan memandang, aduh saya masih berdosa. Don't look at us. Don't look at me. Okay? I'm talking only, not only about me, your past experience, but any people in front of you, including your pastor or perhaps anybody. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Not saying looking unto Pastor Rantung, the speaker of FISDAC almost every Sabbath. No, it doesn't say like that. Marilah kita melakukannya dengan mata yang tertuju kepada Yesus yang memimpin kita dalam iman dan membawa iman itu kepada apa? Kesempurnaan. It is so important to know that the word looking or look only appear here in Hebrew 12 verse 2. The word is aphorao. It is from two words. Dari dua kata. Dari kata aphorao ini dari dua kata. Apho means away from and horao means see. Properly, looking away from all else. Jangan lihat-lihat yang lain. Dengan kata lain. Do not look at anything else. Fix your gaze upon Jesus. Ya. Memalingkan dari segalanya untuk memusatkan pandangan kita. Meaning, we look so intense. Ya. I'm not looking there because I am looking here. I'm not looking else at anyone else, but I am looking here. And this is the theme in the New Testament. This is the theme of the Bible, we can always say. Yeah? Like Philippians 3, 13, 14 says, ini yang kulakukan, Apostle Paul says, ini yang kulakukan. This is one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Yeah. Melupakan apa yang telah di belakangku. In other words, this is a call. Remember to forget. Can you imagine? Remember to forget. It's seeming like irony. Yeah? Ingat untuk apa? Ingat untuk lupa. Kok bisa? Remember to forget. Yeah. Remember to forget. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. And straining toward what is, mengarahkan diriku pada apa yang ada di hadapanku. I press on toward the goal to win the prize, like the marathon in Hebrew. I press on toward the goal to win the prize, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Berlari kepada tujuan untuk memperoleh hadiah, panggilan sorgawi dari Allah dalam Kristus Yesus. So we are called to remember to forget. Why? Why would God say, remember to forget? Keep forgetting your bad past. Why? Because if you look unto Jesus, and that is the precious thing that you can see, that is the precious thing that you can experience. Pada saat kita memandang Yesus, itulah apa? Itulah nilai yang sesungguhnya. Why? Because what is behind, like Lot, Lot chose what? Sodom. He looked at Sodom. He came with his riches. Dia datang dengan dia punya harta. What happened? It's all gone. It's all gone. So when we talk about to forget means that you need to devalue the things behind us. Yeah. Dosa-dosa kita itu, do they have value? Do our sins have value? When we commit sins, things that God doesn't want us to do, look, they only destroy, they can destroy our marriage, they can destroy our life, they can destroy so many things. Living in sins, do you think it's of value? Hidup dalam dosa, kita pikir itu bernilai? Ah, it's not of value. Regret, okay, not only sin. Regret, you regret of what you have done. You don't think that you are forgiven. Apakah semuanya itu bernilai? Those kind of thinking that you should forget, are they of value? Apakah mereka memiliki nilai? No. No wonder. Apostle Paul says in Philippians 3 verse 8, Apostle Paul says what? Malahan segala sesuatu kuanggap rugi karena pengenalan akan Kristus Yesus Tuhanku. Everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of what? Of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. In other words, in other Bible translation, everything else is garbage. Segala sesuatu itu adalah apa? Sampah. Segala sesuatu itu sampah. All the addictions, are they good, are they of good value? Semua kecanduan-kecanduan kita, are they memiliki nilai? No. Nah, knowing Jesus, and that is the value that we need to have. So press forward, move forward, moving forward. Remember to forget. Saya bawa ini dalam nama Yesus.